Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream is alive and well for Americans from diverse backgrounds and experiences. We'll be hearing from several of them today. They are recent guests who shared their thoughts about Dr. King with us.
I am Mark Potok. I direct the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. I interpret Martin Luther King's challenge today as a challenge that is very much alive still. We are going through a bad time right now. Although we have elected, remarkably, a black president, I think there are huge worries and fears in parts of the white population about the changing racial demographics of this country. So I think we simply have to put our shoulders to the wheel collectively and deal with the legacy of slavery and racism in this country.
I'm Maria Teresa Kumar, and I believe that the greatest challenge today to Martin Luther King's dream is to believe that we are more of a collective voice. There are more Americans who believe in the promise of America and our possibility, and we have to come together so that we could actually create a plan and continue building the America that our grandparents believed in, that our parents believed in, and that our children will believe in.
That was Maria Teresa Kumar of the organization Voto Latino and Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center sharing their thoughts on Dr. King's dream. Coming up, we continue to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Martin Luther King's birthday becoming a federal holiday, but we're not just looking back, we're looking forward to what's next in America's civil rights struggle.
You know, you fight against racial profiling, you fight against gender discrimination, fight against economic disparity. You feel kind of like a superhero, right?
We'll talk with a diverse group of panelists. That's just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.